We start today's other headlines at the White House, where demolition of the East Wing is proving more extensive than previously thought. A White House official confirms to the NewsHour that the entirety of the East Wing is undergoing what it calls a modernization and renovation in order to support the overall ballroom project. Video today showed heavy machinery tearing into the East Wing ceilings and walls. Back in July, President Trump pledged that his $250 million ballroom project would not interfere with the current building. The proposed 90,000 square foot ballroom will be nearly double the size of the main White House itself. The U.S. military carried out another strike on what it called a drug smuggling vessel, this time in the Pacific Ocean rather than the Caribbean. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posted video of the operation on social media, writing that two, quote, narco-terrorists were killed. It is the eighth such military strike since last month. The Trump administration has justified the attacks by saying the U.S. is in armed conflict with the drug cartels, but has provided no details on the targets. At least 34 people have been killed to date. Vice President J.D. Vance was in Jerusalem today, trying to ease concerns that the U.S. is dictating terms to Israel on issues related to the Gaza ceasefire agreement. Those include disarming Hamas and creating an international security force inside Gaza. The vice president met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, with both men knocking back a reporter's question about whether Israel was becoming a protectorate of the U.S.
Look, we don't want in Israel, we don't want a vassal state, and that's not what Israel is. We don't want a client state, and that's not what Israel is. We want a partnership. We want an ally here.
So we make the decisions for the security of Israel, but we make common decisions for the region, which I think can serve us both.
Vance added that he wasn't in the region to, as he put it, monitor a toddler, but instead to help secure a lasting peace. Meantime, the UN's top court ruled today that Israel must work with international agencies in getting aid into Gaza.
Israel's obligation not to use starvation of the civilian population as a method of warfare.
The opinion by the International Court of Justice is not legally binding. Israel's foreign ministry swiftly rejected the decision, saying it fully upholds its obligations under international law. In France, the Louvre reopened for the first time today since a daring heist that saw thieves make off with items valued at some $100 million. Long lines formed beneath the museum's famous glass pyramid, with one visitor saying it felt like a normal day. Though the Apollo Gallery, which had housed the stolen jewels, remained closed. Meantime, the museum's director told the French Senate today that the theft highlighted the museum's weaknesses, including a shortage of security cameras. She added that she had offered to resign, but was refused.
Through its violence, this theft hurts our institutions in its most profound mission. Believe that for me, it is not about being evasive or adopting a position of denial. Despite our efforts, despite our daily determined work, they made us fail.
Also today, a spokesperson for French President Emmanuel Macron called for an acceleration of increased security measures for the museum. For now, though, investigators have not recovered any of the lost jewels, and those responsible remain at large. And Wall Street lost some momentum today following recent gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 300 points on the day. The NASDAQ dropped more than 200 points. The S&P 500 also ended in negative territory. Still to come on the NewsHour, American ranchers who voted for the president raise alarm about his plan to cut record beef prices. Judy Woodruff explores the idea of constructive political debate in a world geared toward viral videos. And author Nicholas Sparks discusses his new supernatural love story, co-written with film director M. Night Shyamalan.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.